Keisha Wilson, number 22, in the house.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great performance on Thursday night. 19th straight double-figure game, 24 points, 7 blocks. The block party. When did the block party come out?
I was not expecting that. I thought they were going to be fouls, actually, because you just never know. But they kind of gave me the opportunity, and I try to protect the basket the best way that I can and just know and make sure that the guards know that they can trust me if they do get beat off the dribble.
You are a rookie. Do I need to keep reminding you about this?
Oh.
Because you don't seem like one. So tell us why you have become so comfortable in this role so quickly.
I think it just comes from college. I think Coach Daly really prepped me for times like this. We've had talks about it throughout my collegiate career at South Carolina. So it wasn't really a huge shock. It was some shocks here and there, of course. I mean, girls are bigger, faster, and stronger than me. But honestly, just the transition has been smooth. It hasn't been a breeze, but it's definitely been smooth so far. And I think Coach Lambeer also helps me out a lot as well. He's just constantly in my ear telling me things that I should and shouldn't do, of course. And that's what I need. And he doesn't really sugarcoat it. He's a player's coach, so he understands what I'm going through. So it kind of just puts me at ease mentally. And once you're mentally at ease and you can trust your teammates, you can do pretty much anything.
You mentioned Dawn Stately. She was a great player in the league, college basketball player as well, then your coach at South Carolina.
Yeah.
Are there some similarities between Dawn and Lambeer? Are they totally different?
There is. Probably the biggest difference is their height. But other than that, they're both great player coaches.
I know you towered over Dawn.
Yeah.
You probably took it to her in some scrimmages, right?
No, not really. But I think the biggest thing is, like, they're both player coaches. Like, they've both been in the game for a while, and they understand it, and they understand, like, you know, that third day of traveling and playing, your body's tired, so they might not practice you as hard. So they understand just how your body feels, and that really helps you out because you can kind of take a deep breath and say, okay, I know my coach understands me. So I think the biggest thing is, like, their basketball IQ and just the player's coach.
All right. Bill Lambeer can be hard on his players at some time. Are you guys starting to see that more now than you did maybe a couple months ago?
Yeah, definitely. I think he's getting comfortable with us, and we're getting comfortable with him, of course. And he expects a lot out of us all the time. And I think he doesn't really let us let up. And I think we're slowly starting to learn that about him. So, yes, we see the Coach Lambeer that everyone loves.
All right. Asia Wilson joined us. Asia, you guys are basically the halfway point of this season.
Yeah.
So at this point in time, is the message playoffs? Because I know when we were talking to Bill and you and I were talking before, it seems like this is now a focus and it's a reality. Early on, people really didn't know what to make because you guys got off to a slow start. But there are a lot of reasons, a lot of excuses for that. But now you guys have been playing some really good basketball for the better part of the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you get that sense that this playoff thing is a reality for you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we're shifting gears right now. We're at the point of the season where everyone's kind of tired. Our bodies are kind of used to it, but we're still kind of struggling a little bit to just kind of walk at times. But other than that, I think playoffs is a huge thing for us. Like you said, people probably wasn't expecting us to play the way that we're playing, but I'm glad that we kind of got it up and running. But it is. And it's a different gear that we have to really get into because every game can be a playoff game. If you look at the standings, it's anyone. It's free. It's open. It's anyone's ball game. So for us to just continue to play and do us and stay within our system, I think good things are going to come out of that. Whether we make it to playoffs or not, we're still going to learn and grow from last year. So I think definitely playoffs is in my mind, and I'm pretty sure my teammates' mind as well.
And you could see with the game Thursday night, fantastic performance against a team that was kind of the same situation as you were.
Yes.
But then a week earlier, you guys go ahead and beat the LA Sparks, who came in here with the best record in the WNBA at that time, and seeing that you can not only compete with them, but beat them by 16, that probably shows you guys we're here to stay. We can compete.
It's anyone's ball game, and that's what you gotta love about the league. I mean, it's open to anyone, and if you never know what can happen in night in and night out, so you just have to compete all the time.
All right, Kayla McBride.
Yeah,
she's your vet.
Yes, she is my vet.
There you go. All right, so talk about that relationship with you two, and talk about off the court, you and K-Mac.
Yeah, me and K-Mac, we're really cool. We laugh, we joke around all the time, pretty much. But I feel like we're really starting to build a trust that we need, and that's what our team needs as well. Because when they're doubling me or trapping me, I know I can kick it out to her. She can knock down the shot, or she knows that she can throw it inside the post, and we can work from there. So I think our balance between our post and our guards are really coming together, and it starts with us. We're right now we're the leaders of this team, and we have to come out and play every night like it's our last. And that's the mindset. And K-Mac's always in my ear during the game, you know, staying mentally tough. And as well with her, when I see her miss a shot and she gets down, you know, I tell her, don't worry about it, because we got to push through. Because if our teammates see us down, anything, it's not going to be the best thing. So we really have to just keep each other up. And I think on and off the court, we're honest with each other, and that's always good.
You guys have really formed this dynamic duo, whether you call it an inside-outside combination.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's really not K-Mac just outside. As we see, she can go inside. She can do it all.
Yeah.
But that veteran leadership seems to really be standing out for this team here. And then the way that you guys get along on the court, off the court, it shows.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And that's huge. I mean, we're one of the youngest teams in the league. And I think Ty's our oldest person. She's been in the league for 11 years. But other than that, it's pretty like six and below, pretty much. So for us to have great vets like that are open and willing to guide us, it's always good.
K-Mac has been very vocal about the wages that you guys are paid.
Yes.
And comparing to NBA, you've chimed in a little bit yourself.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on that?
It starts from just the growth within the league in itself and just marketing. It comes from marketing, of course, and people are like, you know, women's basketball doesn't really get looked at the same way as men's. And we understand that. We see it. But I think it really just starts with everyone getting involved, not just certain players from certain teams or just certain girls. It really takes a village. And I think we're all starting to slowly bring awareness to it, and that's what we really needed, is people to not brush it underneath the rug. I mean, it's across the board. Equal pay is across the board. It's not necessarily just in sports. It's everywhere, and not just in women's basketball. So definitely standing behind her in those ways. And I don't know what's it's going to take. I think it's going to take, I mean, I can't force people to watch the game. This is my job. I love it. I can tell you every day that I love it. But it takes time for people just to give it a chance. And that's what it's going to take, is people just giving it a chance and really seeing we come to work every day proud of what we're doing, and we're giving it 100%. So until they start supporting us in that way, and you see it, we're growing. Last year's draft was one of the highest watched draft ever. Mm-hmm. So we're growing, and you have Twitter games, you have people that, so there's ways. It's just got to get people to rally around it. But I think slowly but surely we are changing, and I'm glad to be in the process of it.
Do you feel that energy that's in the building at Mandalay Bay? Because you see that crowd, and you're getting a lot of the same people are coming to game after game, and it's growing. These people are into you guys.
Yes, and I think that's where it starts. MGM is into us, and once you have somebody that is bought in all the time for you, and fans are doing that as well, when you feel good about that, you play good. And so it helps you, and it shows on the court how much fun we're having, how much of a family oriented we really are. You have something that you can do, bring your kids, you can enjoy the game. Like, it's, if you give it a chance, it's not bad. Like, I have people tweeting at me, it's like, hey, I wasn't really a fan, but I've watched you guys play. I went to a game in Vegas, and it, like, changed your perspective. So I do feel the energy every game. It's never a dull moment in Mandalay Bay. It's never quiet. And that's what we have to do across the board.
Years ago, could you envision yourself being in this position right now? And talk about how basketball came into your life, because it really wasn't a big part of your life many, many years ago, right?
Yeah, I couldn't stand it. I hated basketball. I hated everything and it dealt with. I didn't want to sweat at all. I just wanted to kind of chill and be normal. But honestly, that was not the path God had for me. And my dad kind of got me outside, and I just love to compete. I love winning. I love just getting the energy, getting my teammates involved. And that's kind of how it all started. I never would have imagined I would be the number one pick to play so well in college, to even get a full ride to college. Like, it's all blessings, and I really enjoy every minute of it. Like I said, this is my profession. Like, I wouldn't trade this for the world. I'm doing something that I love, so definitely wouldn't see myself, like, if I were to look back on it all.
You seem so comfortable in this spotlight, and obviously, the more that you play and this team wins and you keep putting up the numbers you're putting up, I mean, you're going to be an all-star. We know that. And you're on your way to Rookie of the Year. It's a fact. I'm sorry. But were you this way when you were even in college at South Carolina? Because you seem so comfortable with the spotlight.
Yeah, I think it's something that I really kind of embraced. I knew I couldn't get away from it. I can't hide from it. So it's just something that I really just kind of bit the bullet, took it to the chest, and I said, you know, I'm going to use, and especially now being a professional athlete, I'm hoping I can use my platform to just bring awareness to different things that needs to happen and that needs to be done across, like, in the world. And that's something that I'm very excited about. Of course, you get your ups and downs of it all. You have the naysayers, but you just have to keep pushing. And it's something that I just embrace. I don't think I really let it get to me sometimes. But other than that, I just kind of take it all in.
Asia Wilson joining us, doing a fantastic job so far this year. Double figures in all 19 games for the Aces. Did you try to pattern your game after anybody or any NBA guys? Did you kind of like look up to or say, hey, I see these moves. I want to be like this person.
Probably, I would have to say on the women's side, probably like Lisa Leslie, Candace Parker, and on the men's side, just a Blake Griffin. Not necessarily just dunking or anything. Of course, he can jump out the gym, but just his the way that they all three of them compete all the time. They don't let any plays off, and just the way that you know they're not the smallest of the guards, but they're not the biggest of the posts. So just the versatility of them all of all three is something that I really like to pattern my game after.
All right, you brought up Blake Griffin. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? Fangirl of Blake Griffin. Blake actually contacted you on draft night, and you were like kind of blown away, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Paul comes to the game, Mandalay Bay on Thursday night.
Yep.
You got that going.
Floyd Mayweather came.
Exactly. Mikal Bridges now, I guess, reached out to you. You know, so who's next? Who else is out there? Tell us.
I don't know, honestly. I just really kind of meet these guys along the way in college, of course, and we form friendships that just carry on to now being professionals. So I'm so glad. I support them all the way, and I'm pretty sure they support me the same way. So that's what it's all about. We have mutual respect for each other, and we just go out there and have fun.
Asia, always love having you around, talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it.